It's over 4 years since First Nations leaders from across Australia met in Uluru to deliver the Statement from the Heart, an appeal for the creation of a constitutionally enshrined voice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples to the Australian Federal Parliament. The rejection of the statement continues to cause much distress in Alice Springs, with local leaders renewing the push for constitutional recognition. Evan Wallace reports from Alice Springs.
In Alice Springs, the call for constitutional recognition through the adoption of the Uluru Statement is stronger than ever. It stems from a position of great pain and hurt, as expressed by Arunta elder Pat Anzaldodds. This is what she said when I asked her why the federal government has refused to act on the call for recognition.
They think we might move on and be better than what they want us to be. We're not slave labour anymore. We are people wanting our rights in this country. We were here first, thousands of years. And Captain Cook didn't discover Australia. We were here first, my people.
For younger members of the community, such as Louise Wellington, she sees the rejection of the Uluru Statement as a significant barrier to improving conditions for Aboriginal people in Central Australia.
I mean, I'm going to speak from an Indigenous perspective here. One of the biggest barriers is not having a voice to Parliament, a direct voice to Parliament. A voice that's respected and acted upon in Indigenous policy. I mean, not aiming for world domination. We want to have a voice in policies that affect us. That is, in my opinion, one of the biggest barriers to progress.
In the absence of change at a national level, community leaders such as mayoral candidate and Alice Springs councillor Jimmy Cocking is calling for change at the town level and greater participation and inclusion of First Nations residents.
So we've got to do more to develop better representation, and that's across the country. Like, you look across, look at our, you know, the chambers of parliament or the chambers of council generally, and I'm saying this as a white, you know, white guy, but, you know, generally white men are still very much the majority, and we've got to shift that. We've got to, but at the same time, the spaces and places have got to be made safer for women, and they've got to be made safer places for cultural diversity, so that it's not just a white man's world in these halls of decision making. And that's the sort of stuff that we need to change. And that's, you know, that's on the local level, it's on the territory level, and it's on the national level as well. We need to make sure that these places are accessible, and not just for the rich white power brokers to make their way through. We've actually got to change that so that it's actually accessible for all, and that requires going back down to going, what sort of town do we want? What sort of territory do we want? What sort of nation do we want? And that's, you know, I think on the local levels where we can actually break that down and really talk about what sort of town we want. And that can happen here in Alice Springs.
Finally, here's Arunta elder Pat Anzaldodds once more with her view on how the lack of recognition is having a very real and crushing impact on the Arunta people in Alice Springs.
Thinking about the future, what would you like to see? What would you like to see change within the community in terms of how Aboriginal voices are heard and understood?
The first thing I think is they should be seriously looking at a treaty for us, and so that we have the rights of our lands, and we can teach our young people, and let this government start respecting us properly, not thinking we're going to, you know, we're not going to be knocked around anymore. We are tired of that. We've had 200 years of that. It has to stop. We are different people, and we are one of the oldest races in the world, and there's no recognition in Australia, you know, and that's wrong. And they have to start moving forward, not start thinking in the old way of causing racism stuff, how they did to us. We couldn't go into shop. We couldn't even be recognised when we turned up for a job or something because we were black. And that's racism.
It is, really.
And they got to stop that. This is our country. Recognise us. And start looking at a treaty and respecting it. That Uluru Statement was the most important document, and it came from people all around, Aboriginal people from all around Australia. But what do? They put it aside. Are they so frightened of anything that we want?
Arunta Elder Patty Ansell-Dodds speaking with WISE